wanted to play you some audio because, you know, there's a lot of different ways to get kids to calm down. When I was a kid, you know, if I was having a temper tantrum, I was told to go outside, I guess, maybe. I don't know. You can take kids for a walk. You can find their chill spot, a little place in the house that they like. Take a breath. Count to 10 or 100, depending on how bad their little freak out is. Listen to music. Laugh. Hug. Loosen up. Sit quietly. Those are some things I found on the internet. There's a father, and we've just found this audio, who has a slightly different idea about this. This is in Cabo San Lucas in Mexico. They're on vacation, and this is how this father got the temper tantrums to stop. He didn't want to hear them anymore. He's on vacation, and this is what he did.
Wait, what's wrong, you guys? Wait, hang on, Jen, it's my turn. Jen, it's my turn. Genevieve, look at me. Hey, you guys, it's my turn. It's my turn. My turn. Genevieve, my turn. Okay, I'm going to cry. First, I'm going to cry. Then, Georgia, you cry. Then you cry. Okay, Jen? Okay, ready? Okay, hang on. Okay, Georgia, now it's your turn. Wait, it's not your turn yet. Georgia, now it's your turn. Georgia, cry. Okay, Jen, your turn. Good job. Yeah, good job. Okay, my turn. Hang on, my turn. Wait, Jen, it's my... Jen, it's my turn. Shh, it's my turn. My mommy! Okay, Georgia, your turn. Georgia, it's your turn to cry. Okay, go ahead, Jen. You're crying. Your turn. But go ahead, cry. It's your turn. What? Why not? I thought we were all crying for mommy.
I want mama.
I know, but so you don't want to cry anymore? Okay. Well, I guess we're not playing the game anymore then. But that was awesome game. Good job. You did so good. What an amazing job you did. Awesome job.
That's the crying game. I guess that was a different kind of movie. But it's a game that the father invented to settle his kids down. And it seems to work. You should check out the video. It's on YouTube. It's adorable. Someone here on the text board at 71010 writes, "A wooden spoon worked for us." There's different strokes for different folks, I guess. Do you have sort of ways that you calm your kids down? Do you think that the father did the right thing here? Call me at 416-872-1010 or text me at 71010. When I was a kid, we lived in a very, very large building. And it was my dad's store on the bottom and then this big apartment on the upper levels of it. But it was so big that it at one time had been a vaudeville theater. So just imagine, this is how big this place was. So I could have these little temper tantrums in one end of the place and they would literally, my parents would just never know. You could get lost in this place. It was so big. So I'm just trying to think back what my parents actually did to get me to calm down. And I just have a feeling that I was told to go outside. They were older. It was a different time. I'm not sure. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any thoughts on this, 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. I do know that, you know, various parents have loads of different ways. I guess there's probably as many ways to deal with children as there are parents and children put together. But, you know, we were on the island, Toronto Island, a while ago now. And we were playing bocce ball with some people. And there was one of the couples who we didn't really know very well had an adorable little girl with them. And we'd you know, play the game, and then she would go get the balls and bring them back to us. And it was just a cute, fun little afternoon to spend with her. And at one point, she had a little freak out, and the mother sort of calmed her down. And then I looked over, and she had these bocce balls, and she was putting them in her mouth. And I said, "Oh my God, that can't be healthy." And she said, "Ah, leave her alone. She's building an immune system." And I was like, you know what? I guess maybe that's why I'm not a parent, because, you know, she seemed to have a way with this little girl that was kind of lovely and a lot of fun to hang out with.